With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone, welcome back to part two. We're still here with Karen Vanessa Cardenas. Karen
you
Vanessa Gires.
You're poo. Karen, no.
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 Karen.
Uh-huh.
Karen Vanessa.
Uh-huh.
Gires.
Uh-huh.
Cardenas.
Uh-huh.
Andreas.
You always Andrades.
Andrades.
And then I have Clifton Hauer, but you know, I got rid of one of them. Sorry.
You know, Francis, that Karen's been married twice.
I don't need to. Well, I apparently like being married.
Yes,
she just gets married. The best thing about Goose is that she got married twice, and then she thought, "Oh fuck it, just gonna keep my first husband's name."
It's so much. Imagine someone saying, and dancing next is Karen Vanessa Guedes Cardenas Andrades with Jamie Lang. No. But even sometimes people go Karen Whore, Karen Hewer, Karen Howie, Q, and I'm like, it's Hauer. Howard. Whore.
But then I guess it makes sense. Like, if you got married and then you changed your name on all of your bank stuff,
yes,
your legal, driving license, everything, it would be a real, like, ball ache to then have to go back and change it all again.
Well, right? I kept my first husband's last name, and then when I married my second husband, I changed my name. That sounds awful. And then when I married Mr. Clifton, I changed the name for, you know, when I was on the show, and then once we got separated, I went back to Howard. So I, you know, I can, you know, every other year I just change a name. Whose name is it going to be next? I don't know.
Who's it going to be? It's like a game show that you should host. Who am I going to get with this time?
Who is my next husband.com.
Oh, but Goose, that's the other thing as well with Strictly is that, you know, it's I've never experienced in all of my life the intensity of media and press and stuff like that, right? It is so intense.
Yeah.
And you have to be so careful about what you say, what you do. I remember I was asked in an interview when my very first year of doing Strictly, my very first year. We had Karen and I did interviews together all the time, but my very first interview I ever did for Strictly, they said to me, they asked me a question, it was like OK Magazine or something like that, and I just say whatever comes out of my mouth. And they said, are you worried about the Strictly curse? And I went, oh, I'm just worried everyone's going to get pregnant from me. and the BBC person who was on the journey was like, what the fuck have you just said? I was like, well, isn't that funny? I was like, I don't know. And then Goose, Karen and I would have these interviews together, and we would do these interviews together, and the stuff that would come out of our
mouth. Out of your mouth, you dirty little mouth. It's your mouth.
You dirty little mouth.
Come here, let me get that little dirty mouth of yours.
Come bring your pretty little mouth over here.
The things that I was like, I have no idea what he's going to say. And then I think there was once that you said, oh yeah, Karen climbed into my, through my window and like, you know, was in my bed whispering in my ear. And I was like, what? What? Do you know that's going to be on the front page?
I said to one journalist that we, that they were like, oh, so you guys have bubbled up together, which we had, but they were, obviously Karen was living in her house. I was living in my, said, yeah, and I said that we lived in bunk beds together, and she believed it. She believed
really?
That we were in bunk
don't
beds
believe,
together.
Don't believe everything you read. It's not all true.
But it is intense, and you know, you have been through two marriages and stuff like that, and relationships and things like that, and it's tricky, right? How to handle the press and stuff like that, and you've had times where, you know, people
yeah.
have said things, and that's tricky, right? Isn't it?
No, yeah, it's really tricky, and I guess you start building a thick skin, and I guess what's important is that you start seeing who your real friends are, and who will sell a story, who will not sell a story, who to trust. And what to say, I mean, you become very media trained very quickly when you go through a lot of stuff. And then there's, and also it makes it harder to be yourself as well, because when there's a lot of stuff, a lot of people attacking you that have no idea what's happening. Not that I've ever felt attacked by the press or anything like that, but there have been times where it has gotten a little bit out of hand. But I've had the right people around me to focus me and to kind of not look at anything, not read anything. And yeah, and I mean, and you just stick to what you know, and you just stay on your, you know, you stay moving forward. But it is hard. It's hard having a relationship that's on, you know, in the media, in the public eye. That's intense. But you kind of just, yeah. you deal with, but you learn. The thing is the thing. Some people don't learn. Some people don't, you know, learn from what they've said or what they've done before. And that's fine. But if you want to keep making the same mistakes. But for me, nowadays, especially, I feel like I need to protect my privacy even more, especially, you know, whoever comes into my life next, if I, you know, if I go into a relationship or not, I feel like I want to be a little bit more protective of what I say and what I show mm-hmm. of my private life, because at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's still, you still need to keep it. And it still needs to be about you. And that's
totally.
How you take care of yourself as well. It's tough,
totally.
But
it is tough, but also, you know, and I obviously, you know, you and your ex, Kevin, you have a huge amount of respect for each other. And that's
yes.
just, isn't that epic that you guys had? Because, you know, you guys, and I don't want to get into it too much, but you guys were married for 10 years and huge amount of respect, you know, you guys had this relationship. And then you also danced together while, you know, being in a relationship and then splitting up. That's tough, right? That's tough for anyone to be in a working environment
yeah.
and things like that.
Actually,
isn't it?
I did it with my first husband, who is also a dancer.
You love doing
that,
it.
I love marrying dancers, apparently.
Marrying dancers, then just separating and being like, let's just keep dancing together.
Why
do I keep your name?
But you know what? You know what? I think the fact that if you're able to still keep that relationship, you know, I have a lot of respect for both of my exes and you know, and my previous ex. But I think
and
that
likewise, the other way around, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. And I think that's what's important. That when you cut ties. And you're still working together, you have to still treat it as business. And also, it's out of respect. It's the respect that you've built over the years. And that's one of the things that with someone like Kevin, who, you know, is always, you know, I have a lot of respect for him and I care about him a lot. So I think that the 10 years, that 9-10 years that we were together, we built a good foundation. And yes, unfortunately, things didn't work out for us. But the fact that we're still able to have that respect in the public eye and as, you know, for each other, you know, whenever we see each other, not that I've seen him at any point this time.
Yeah.
No, but you know, anytime that I, you know, that I'm in touch with him or anything like that, you know, there's always a respect and,
yeah.
and yeah, I mean, and why not, you know, unless he, you know, it just didn't work out. It was just, the fact that,
totally,
you know, I,
totally, I get
totally.
It. Listen, but
yeah.
I just think, you know, for because you don't understand how hard this lady over here works. Not in my house.
I come and clean your house.
Yeah, this lady that I live with. This, but Goose, you know, I was so impressed with your work ethic, and it is, you know, you know, yes, we're in a pandemic, and yes, we're in lockdown. But if it wasn't for that, you'd be training, you'd be on tour, you'd be doing this, you'd be doing that. There is no time to date at all. It's so hard to date. So it is. It is really hard to date. So I don't.
So you have to date your partner.
Yeah, that's why you have to date me. That's why we had our secret relationship that no one ever knew about in our dreams. But you do. So it's hard to date people. So that's what's quite tricky is that, you know, because you're traveling and touring and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's hard to find people, isn't it?
Yeah, and also because you don't can't trust a lot of people if they're not in the business. That, you know, I think the fact that this is why a lot of people date within the business and date, you know, their dance partners or because you trust who you're around. So for me to be able to kind of go in and meet someone, I mean, obviously now it's hard, but I want to be comfortable with someone, and I you know don't want to mess. It's the whole mess dating. I don't really know how to date. I find it
shut up. You don't know how to date.
Stop it. Who's sliding into my DMs? I'm psycho.
People do slide into your DMs, though. People do slide into your DMs. We would honestly have a look at some of the people that were sliding in, and they don't even slide in. They full-blown jump and bomb in.
It was intense.
They're basically nudes. Just like, you want a date? Here's a picture of my penis. Literally like that.
In what world has that ever worked?
I don't know.
I don't know, but that's why I don't look at anything or...
Do you think there are any girls... I mean, what kind of girl gets a random unsolicited dick pic and thinks...
I mean...
I'm going to date that guy.
I'm going to...
What, you Sophie guys... got one of the summer masturbating and... what is that?
No,
Wait, what?
Yeah, she does. You got one of some guy masturbating, and then she
just over a picture of her?
it wasn't a video of some guy wanking over a picture of Sophie. It was just
that would be quite intense to receive. Wouldn't it? Would you like that, Karen?
No,
ew.
No, don't even point it at me. No, it's just.
This guy really likes me. He really likes
in
me.
What
look at him.
In what world does a girl like that? No, in nowhere, nowhere. Like, mm-hmm. You know, unless...
Well, she'd have to be one of questionable...
but do you think, Goose, now, because now you got to a certain age where you just can't be, like everyone, you can't be bothered to play those games anymore, right?
No, it's exhausting. I just, you know, I think for me, it's about that connection that you get with someone that you can have, you know, you chat. Obviously, I have to be attracted to the person, but you chat and I don't want it to be difficult. I know relationships are difficult and that's great, but like, I don't want to wait till you text me. Are you going to text me tonight or are you going to call me? And this is what I always ask Jamie. I'm like, why is he not texting me? What's happening?
Orange juice. We had this thing. Why don't you explain it? We explain this? Yeah, we don't know. Listen,
okay.
we would just talk about these things, Karen. We would obviously, you know, talk about relationships and stuff a lot and things like that. And, you know, obviously there are people texting Karen and all these different things. And I said, you have to remember with guys a lot of the time is that, you know, and women as well. But guys a lot of the time, you know, you read into a message or something like that. And actually, I said again, mostly... The guy is just thinking, I'm going to go and drink some orange juice. There isn't anything, there's no thought process in it. They're not trying to plan anything or do anything.
No.
They just sent you a message and that's it. They've forgotten about it. Where what tends to happen with people who sort of think a lot, like I'm a thinker and Karen, we both think a lot. You go, why did they message me that? What are they saying? Why do they mean this? And I said, just remember, orange juice. It's just there, just nothing, right?
And that's the thing.
What does orange juice mean?
It just means that's what they're thinking about. They're not thinking about anything else. There's no meaning behind it. Yeah. It's just, you know, orange juice. If you see what I mean? Or no, you don't, Francis. Francis doesn't get it.
Orange juice?
He's joking. He does understand it. He gets it.
Like, come on,
I mean,
Francis.
It's just like, you know, orange juice.
Yeah, but okay, so if a girl, if you're texting with a girl and you text and then she doesn't text back for a couple hours, what do you think about that? Like, do you think about it or you don't think about it at all?
No, because I usually don't text back for like a day.
Orange juice.
This is Francis forgets.
Orange juice.
Yeah. Orange juice.
Orange juice.
You're just not even thinking about it, right?
Yeah.
Where someone like Karen and I will be going, that means they don't like me. Oh my God, what's happening? Oh my God.
Oh my God. I don't remember farting in front of him.
but we would talk about, because we'd say, you know, and there's that, relationships are great when you meet someone and then you have the intimate relationship with them and you have sex with them. And Karen and I both are saying things when you have sex and you're like, and you want to say to them, do you feel this? Because I'm feeling something electric here. But you can't say it because it's too intense. So you're just thinking it. Do you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Can you feel that?
You would always say that to me. Can you feel it?
I know.
Oh, yeah.
So when we would dance, when we would dance together, I go, do you feel it?
Yes, Jamie, I can feel it. You're not dressing to the left today.
Yeah,
but it's true, but Goose, you know, you but what, in terms of relationships, right, what do you look for? Do you look for that connective, that sort of friendship, like that kind of like closeness?
Yeah. Asking for a friend.
Yeah, asking for a friend. Is that what you look for now? I suppose you do, right?
I want it to be easy. I want it to be like, you know, chatting, that you don't have to, like, I don't want to try hard. Like, so what's your favorite color?
And no games.
When you have to have game and you have to take a joke. Like, I love it. I love banter. Like, I love when you can take me down, you know. Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
I love banter. Hey, Francis, are you single? Can you feel that?
Kind of gonna fly to Texas to come find you.
I like those horns on you.
Oh yeah.
But you know, I'm
Francis's reply. Great.
No, thanks. But I like you know, flirting, and I'm quite, you know, I like making fun of things, and I like to laugh. I want to, you know, but at the same time, I'm very deep with certain things, and you know, but I just. You know, it's not very hard. It's just like, if you find someone that you're connected to, that you know, you have a good banter and all that stuff, like, all right, let's go out, let's hang out, you know. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But that's fine. Like, I don't want to go, oh, I might, you know, do I like you? Do I, you know, just go for it. And if it doesn't happen, then it doesn't happen.
Has a guy ever taken you on like a sort of dancing date?
No, I don't like, you know, I don't like dancing out.
Said this to Karen.
No.
It's like a salsa date.
I said this to Karen at the beginning when we were first dancing together, when we were first like getting to know each other, we sat with each other and we were just sitting and we were just like having, you know, when you first meet, so you're asking loads of questions about each other and stuff, and just like getting to know each other. I said, Karen, do you ever... Mm-hmm. You know, when you're just like stressed or overwhelmed, do you ever go to like a dance studio and just dance? And she turned to me and went, no, why would I ever do that?
That's only in the movies. Wait, who does that?
Yeah.
No.
What is that movie?
Like, where Step Up.
You love Step Up, don't you? Oh my God. Yeah. No, I don't do that.
I love that too. It's like Step Up or something. Or, I don't know.
But it's true. But Karen,
I think it was called.
But Karen, you know, you're one of these people which I realized from the beginning. There are people in life, and I think I'm where you meet people who are very open and people are very close, right? That's who you kind of meet. And you also meet people who want to be your friend. So I think I'm one person, I'm always wanting to be someone's friend. I want people to like me, right? Where you're one of these people that you have to earn your respect and earn your friendship. So you're not mean or horrible to anyone, or you don't like, you meet people and you go, okay, fine. You hold yourself back because you want to know the person first.
Yeah.
It's like a cat.
Yeah, it's very feline.
And you're like a dog.
I said to Karen, she's a Black Panther. Honestly, she's a Black Panther. And what she is that, so you have to earn her friendship and earn her trust and earn her respect. And not that she doesn't give it
or
to you.
Or a leopard.
She doesn't give it.
They've got leopards in Venezuela, don't they?
I think, do they? I'm not sure. Can you Google it?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah. Google it.
They've got leopards in Venezuela.
Right, Karen, you are one of those people that you have to earn that respect from. But when you do earn it and you become in your friendship circle, you're then in. And you love that person, you adore that person. And that's a huge credit to you, because that's why people, you know, really love you and you love people.
And they value really, that, right? Well, obviously, when you actually get to pass that tough exterior, then you can value the relationship.
Francis is flirting with me, isn't he?
That's how Francis flirts.
You have this hard exterior.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know what? I think there's a lot of flaky people. There's a lot of people that are just a bit, you know, there's a lot of people that just want to be friends because they want to either use you or not that I'm like, you know, checking people out. But, you know, you can see when someone's just real and when and I do like take time and I do like to sit back and watch. And also because I've been hurt a lot by friends and people, so I'm a little bit more closed in, and I only need a specific amount of people. I only have a specific amount of people in my circle that I trust, and that I don't need a lot of. I don't need a lot of friends. I don't like to kind of just, you know, I'm not one of those social butterflies. And but when I do have, when I do meet someone that I like and that I connect to, I do open up, and they get the best of me. And you know, I love my friends and I will give everything for my friends and I'll help out, and you know, but for me it's about, you know, slowly gaining their respect and their trust as well. But when I'm in, like you said, Jamie, when I'm in, I'm in 100%. And I think that's what's happened with us, like totally. You know, we're totally going to be married in 3 years. Sorry,
I can't
Sophie.
Wait 100%. but it's true, and that's actually what taught me. It taught me a lot. And you know, you get asked these questions about strictly what it taught you and all these different things. And what you know, there's loads of things it taught you. It taught you that resilience, and taught you that you can, if you really put your mind to stuff, you can get over it, because it is honestly like learning a new language every single week. And the fact that we had to get through those kind of things. But what actually it taught me is that you don't have to be loved by everyone, right? That's not important. It's really not important. Actually, and know your value and stuff like that. It sounds a bit like, oh, this, but it's true. And I think that's what I learned from you, Goose, is that you just have to have, you value yourself. If you value yourself enough, then that's fine. That's good enough, right? You don't need to have the validation from
everybody
else.
Better to be feared than loved.
You've said this before, Francis, but it's not what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to say
Machiavelli.
You should be more feared than loved.
I mean, some people are scared of me.
Some people are, I think, scared.
No.
Were you scared? Were you scared, Jamie?
I was never scared, no, because we just, we laughed from the very beginning and we were just having fun. So,
were you ever scared of Jamie, Karen?
No.
You can be a bit violent.
Actually, no, I was only scared of during that when he went wrong in that cha-cha. Oh.
But it's true, that's what I learned. The only time I was scared of Karen was when we were dark. It was like week 9 and we were so exhausted and we had to learn 3 dances. And honestly, I can't tell you the fitness of Strictly Come Dancing. And by the way, this TV show that Karen gets to do every single year, she's done it for 9 years and I got to experience, you know, 1.5 times. It is one of the greatest shows anyone could possibly ever do. It is just incredible in every single way. But it is tough and you've got to be prepared for it if you're going to do it. And the mental...
Are you going to keep it up?
Oh, the fitness, 100%, because you get so fit.
I mean, the dancing.
I would love to, I mean, dancing is an incredible way. It's just, it's amazing. It's incredible. I can't, as Karen said, it's the commitment stuff. But what's interesting is that you did it for 9 weeks and we had this moment where we were dancing, learning 3 dances. We were knackered. It's exhausting. You're just mentally done. It's all these different things. And I had to pick Karen up and I dropped her.
Oh, no.
And she looked at me and was like, don't you drop me again. I was like, I'm sorry.
On your bum?
Yes.
My bum. And I just hit the floor like... Boom. I couldn't believe it as I was dropping down, as I was descending. I was like, did this mofo just let go of me? He's got some major balls because this mofo just dropped me. And I couldn't believe, so I was there sitting there like in shock. I got up, I went to turn off I turned it off and I went on New York or Latina, be like, don't you ever drop me again.
And I was like, damn.
And then I smiled. Straight.
Yeah, then you smiled. I was like, oh my God. That was it. That was the only moment. That was the only moment we had. But we do, because also we have to talk, because we were in four dance-offs together. Frances, we were in more than 50% of the dance-offs.
We pretty much did.
Does that mean you danced more than anyone?
Yeah, we had more airtime than everybody. But also, like, we did a whole, like, regular series of Strictly. The regular series of Strictly is what, like, 13 weeks? 13, 14 yeah. weeks? We did that. Like, we did that. I remember whenever, you know, because you would get so nervous. I mean, it was hilarious. And then, you know, I always said, like, what's the worst thing that can happen? You're going to dance again. It's fine. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Then don't worry. So the red light, and then once the red light goes on, okay, so we're going to dance again. All right, let's do it. All right, so what you going to do? You going to cry? What, you going to go call mommy? No, you got to dance. So we're going to dance, and you're going to smash it. So
Always in the dance-off. I danced better in the dance-off. That was what was so funny about it. I just danced better in the dance-off every single time. And
because you like the pressure.
I don't know what it was.
I think you did. Yeah, you loved it.
He liked the airtime more.
But what was so funny with the dance-off is that when I first spoke to Karen, she was itch like, you know, we win our first dance-off together. And I was like, oh, God, we're in our first dance-off. This is so bad. She's like, don't worry. She's like, don't worry about it. I was with Mark Wright. We were in four dance-offs, and we got to the final. And then every single time we were in the dance-off, I was like, this can't be good. I kept being in the dance-off. And then the funniest dance-off we have is it was the musicals week. We had to do Everybody's Talking About Jamie, a wonderful play.
Oh, yeah.
And there's these moves called the Drunken Sailor, which is basically that you have to do. It's a jive move. And it's quite a hard, weirdly, it's quite a complicated one to do.
It is very.
And Karen said to me, stop fucking about. Stop effing about. Do not cheer to the crowd. Focus on me. Didn't you say that?
Yes, because you would go like, oh, you thought you were like Robbie Williams just out, like, oh, yeah, everybody get it. Everybody look at me. And I was like, listen to me. Don't play to the crowd. Just stay in it. You can't give them your energy. They have to, you can't, like, you can't play because then it takes you out. And it's all, again, it's mindset. You have to stay focused. People go, it's, oh, my God, so you're so cool. Entertaining. You're not entertaining. You're doing your job. And your job is to stay on time. And what did you do, Mr. Jamie Lang?
It was bad. It was real bad. So we did the jive. And honestly, I said this to Karen. Honestly, the jive is all about, like, underneath. And I didn't understand this. I still don't really understand it. So the jive is all underneath. It looked like I was starting a motorbike, honestly. I was so, like, on a pogo stick above Karen. And we were obviously in the dance-off once again, and we were in the dance-off against JJ Chalmers, and we had to do our jive again, and we did it, and Karen had said to me, you know, you can't cheer to the crowd, and I had got all the way to the end, and in the first dance, I messed up the Drunken Sailors, I'd messed them up, and so we had practiced them,
it's not the first time.
Yeah. You'd be talking about sleeping with some Drunken Sailors. It's not the first time I messed up some Drunken Sailors.
Anyway,
it was so, because we went. The second the dance off came, and I was going round, and I had got all the way through, and I was like, this is killing it. Yeah. So good. So I went to the crowd, come on, like that. Came back to Karen to do the Drunken Sailors and messed them up again.
I was livid.
Livid.
I like livid. Grabbed onto his hands and I just squeezed them. And then I was like, come on. And then you got back onto the thing. But seriously, sometimes I was just like, oh, I need an MBE.
You do.
Honey, listen, a knighthood.
Do you find... Yeah. But is it like a blur when you come off? You're like, wait, what just happened?
Yeah.
Or do you sort of remember every mistake?
Yeah.
What was it, that tango thing that I did, and then I dropped the piece. I dropped the chess piece.
Oh, my God.
There
were two moments. There were two moments that we had, right? So Karen and I, there were two moments where... So Karen is such a professional. I can't, just so, and so talented, such a professional, right? We did the tango, And we came off, finished the tango, and we got like 3/8. Didn't we get 3/8?
Yeah,
pretty good, man. It was great. Tango's hard. And I was like, I thought we smashed that. And Goose was like off. She was like not in it. And I was like, well, we then had to go and do like our coming out the door and go, oh my God, that was such a great dance to the camera. And she still wasn't quite in it. And I was like, have I done something wrong? Like, did I mess up? I was like, what the hell? And we came and sat back down in the thing and she was still like a bit off with me and like off with herself. And I was like, what the hell's happened? I just don't understand. And at the beginning of the tango, we would move these chess pieces. It was just like a brief thing. It was like 5 seconds.
I saw you moved one of her pieces.
Well, we just moved the pieces, whatever, right? Anyway, I was like, I finally plucked at the courage and I said, Goose, are you okay? She said, no, I'm not. I said, why? Goose, I dropped the chess piece. I was like, what are you... She's like, do you think anyone saw it? I was like, you were worried about dropping a chess piece?
Oh, no.
You put me through this hell? It was
because the shot was coming right around and it was up and then it kind of just tilted down and then I had to pick it back up. Obviously, if you watch it, if you're watching it in slow motion, you'll see that I dropped it.
I noticed that bit.
There you did it, Francis.
She also did it in the dance off as well. She dropped it again in the dance off.
it almost went off. Almost.
And then the best one was when we did our salsa, and we did our salsa so well. And we came off, the dance off in the salsa, and we came off, and Karen squeezed my hand, and she went, well, you fucking smashed that, as we came off. And those were the two moments. It was honestly, but listen, it was just the most amazing.
Was that the most memorable moment? Well, what would you say, both of you, which would you say is the most memorable moment?
I think, well, I mean, one of my favorite was the street dance, which, I mean, you smashed that. I mean, and it was just epic.
Is that the 90s one?
Yeah.
The 90s. Yeah. That was my favorite one, I think.
Epic. But you know what? The first dance where I thought, I was just like, oh my God, this is, it's going to go somewhere from here, was our samba when we're both dressed like the two amigos. And we had a little fringe on the pants. Our trousers had fringe on the bum, and it was just, and I remember when we started shaking our butts, and then we turned to each other, and it was like, we were like screaming at each other. And then I just felt such happiness because we were enjoying ourselves. And it was one of those things that we're like, I don't care. We're having fun. Let's just do it. And we're doing it together. Yeah. And we're dressed like mariachis. What the hell? What are we doing? You know.
Honestly, just the coolest experience. Anyone, and I, it's just honestly, you know, you can't put into words how insane it is. And just, you know, doing it with you, Goose. I've said it before, I said it again. There's the only thing we can say to each other because we can't be emotional towards you. You're a hero, dude. You're a hero. Hey, listen, Francis, cut that out. We don't need to have the answer to the question of the week, buddy.
You've got a bit of a tear in my eye. You guys.
I do.
You guys. So the question was Hannah Montana, on a serious note. What was that nearly called? But then they didn't go for that name for a particular reason, which is also part of the question. But you said Little Girls Gone Wild, Karen.
Yeah.
Which for anyone who's seen Girls Gone Wild is an awful image. Jamie, you said...
Hannah, Kansas.
Hannah, Kansas. Well, the answer is actually Alexis, Texas.
Oh!
And Jamie, you probably know why they couldn't go with that name.
Alexis, Texas? I don't know why.
You know this.
I don't know why this. Why is this?
Your encyclopedic knowledge of... porn stars.
Was there a porn star called Alexis Texas?
There is one called Alexis Texas, and so they couldn't go with that, and that's why they went with Hannah Montana. But she was originally supposed to be called Alexis Texas.
Love that. Love that. A little bit of knowledge for us at the end of the podcast.
Thank you,
Franz. Hey, Goose, listen, to all you listeners, you have to go and check out Karen's Instagram page. She does all her fitness and everything. If you want to get fit, my sister's doing it at the moment. She's following your routines and she's getting unbelievably fit. Go and check it out. And then also, when we're back up and running, you're going to put on your tours and things like that, aren't you? So we're going to be coming to watch that. Can't wait, man.
No, me too.
Are you not going to be on the tour, Jamie?
Well, listen, if there's a Strictly tour and Karen does it, I'll be there without a doubt, 100%.
Yeah, you wouldn't dance with somebody else, would you?
I actually wouldn't. I wouldn't do it. I actually wouldn't do it.
I win the...
People want to see you two.
Aww.
Yeah, that's 100%. Hey, Goose, listen, thanks for coming to the podcast. I just want to say once again, I had, you know how I felt. The Strictly experience wouldn't have been the same if it wasn't with you, and it was just the most incredible time. You're just a wonderful person in every single way.
I think you guys won the hearts of the nation.
With all our hard work with all of our dance-offs. No, and I and
with
I
all
wanna,
that airtime.
You know what? And I want to say that it was one of my favorite years, you know, despite everything that's happening and everything. And we you know, brought so much happiness to everybody, but I think we brought a lot of happiness to one another. So thank you for being amazing.
Aww.
Thanks, dude. Hey, listen, what we like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational. Go, Goose, take it away. Anything you want.
You know what? I think that in these times, the more that you value yourself and you love yourself, spend some time with, you know, getting to know who you are even more. And in that way, you'll be able to help others and give more love.
There we go. Callum, Vanessa, Gilles, Cadenas, Andreas. Honey, thank you so much. Everybody, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye! Goose, that was insane. That was insane. Was that all right for you?
Little girl's gone wild. I'm going to hell.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.